Yo, 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 what's poppin'? What's poppin'? It's Smith. We here live on the Smith Express Show. Got my co-host, Neto Man.
Neto Man, what's crackin', y'all? It's your boy. We gonna get this interview in Smith Express all day, every day, making dreams come true. Get on or get lost, strut.
Yo, hey, I had to say the best for last. You feel me? Got the big partner. Tommy Guns, Tommy bang, bang. Pistols was popping.
What's going on, man? The whole Midwest, what it do, though?
Was cracking, G.
We in this bitch.
Man, 13 years deep, 2007. Matter of fact, we right down the street from where we met at, G.
Yeah, man, it was crazy way. Crazy how we met, bro.
I swear to God, G. Hey, I had my head down, sad as fuck. Fucking, something told me to look right, and I seen this nigga rapping at the end of bottom shopping carts at Ultra Foods. I'll never forget, bruh. And that's when I asked you, and the rest is history, G.
Yes, sir. We did a show that night, didn't we?
Was it? You know, if not, you know what? Hey, it was that night, G. Damn. It was very last minute, G. I was real shit, G. Like, and we killed that bitch, G.
Yeah, they show love up in that, man. They was asking for Encore and everything. It was packed in the field, man. That was much love right there.
And we was the youngest ones.
Yes, sir.
We weren't even supposed to be in that bitch. That they had, what was it? What, like, I think it was like a 25 or 30 and up club.
Yeah, there was a couple old heads.
On me, but motherfuckers was rocking with us hard, G. Four took the mic and killed that bitch, G.
That's what's up.
Man,
yeah, they ain't know
I'm
freestyling, though.
I was
nervous.
I swear to God, G. Damn, what? Hey. Shout out. Hey, no, hey, you know what I was just bringing up, G? Remember the incident that happened? What was that, Lincoln Highway with that store?
Yeah, I remember that.
I swear to God, bro. We went in that bitch with a camera and fake microphone and started interviewing niggas, bro. And motherfuckers was deeply into that shit, G. That shit's still on the internet.
Yeah, the way I see it, that whole thing was real. The only thing fake about that was the microphone, but they ain't know.
I swear to God, they ain't know, G. And the owner, the Arrow Buddy, was like, hey, come that Quickie Mark Simpson accent.
I remember what y'all talking about, too. It just had to catch me for a minute because I remember pieces and bits, but it's like,
damn,
I remember what y'all talking. I remember you telling me about this.
Yeah, that incident was deep, G. The motherfucker stood in front of that store. Could nobody go in that bitch and shop?
Yeah, they wasn't playing around, man. Shout out to the whole Easy Greasy, man. They wasn't playing around that day, man.
Mm-hmm. I swear to God, G. Hey, we was just driving past. I said, hey, bro, let's go back up here and shut the bitch down, G. And nigga, hey, motherfucker, we got the story from both sides of this shit, G.
Hey, man, all the years I lived out there for ice, man, that's so legendary, man. A lot happened over there, man. That incident probably destroyed it all over, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, me, I'm already knowing, G. I'm talking about, hey, the history me and you got fucking, man, G, we could go on for years, bro.
Yeah, I met a lot of celebrities fucking with you, dog. That's great.
Good looking, G, good looking, G. Man, but wait, what you got going on now as far as the music field? I know you still dropping heat, G. You feel me?
Yeah, I got a single called "Nights Like This" for to come out. Everybody check out Hopewell Music Group on YouTube. It's freestyle therapy, man. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of freestyle music going on for just getting a lot of shit off your head, man. And I got some things going on in the studio. Got "Nights Like This" coming up. And then check out "Work Baby."
Okay.
I'm trying to rebrand Hopewell Music Group. Tommy Two Guns trying to go, man.
Alright, man, G. I'm already knowing this heat, G. Fuck it. Hey, I swear to know, hey, bro, hey, you know how I knew you was that nigga, bro? When you did that Tupac beat, and I swear to God, I didn't know that was a Tupac beat.
Yeah.
I swear to God, what was that? Like, the song when we shot the music video for, remember?
Yeah, that was, that's on your channel. It's, man, what's the name of that song?
I saw it. Gee, that's more than 10.
It's called When the Sun Come Up.
On me, but no, hey, what was the Tupac joint? What was the original Tupac beat?
This Tupac, the Isley Brothers got that same beat too, Bird Me a G.
G, I swear to God, G, hey, you destroy, you own that beat, G.
Hey, man, every time I play that thing, man, they put me in Tupac side by side, so, man, I'll be like, damn, that's much love on YouTube, on side right there.
I swear to God, G. Hey, you killed that shit, G. And then, bro, we did several shows together. You feel me?
Yeah, man. I remember a lot, man. I can't remember the little club out there in Chicago Heights. Twista showed up to one of
The Crossroads?
No.
Remember the Scooter Cho situation on the website? Much love, Scooter Cho.
On me, G. Hey, what's up? Shout out to K-Town. I remember because I brought my baby mama. She was pregnant than a motherfucker.
Yeah, man. It was people out there yelling and everything, man.
Real
that was
shit.
A smooth interview. At first, I didn't know that was a legendary dude. I grew up listening to him, but I didn't know who he, I ain't never seen his face, man. But that was much love.
Real shit. That shout out to Scooter Chose. That's partner. He's still doing his thing. What's it call him? Matter of fact, like low key, as much as I stayed in Chicago, I never knew about Uncle Remus until I heard his song.
Oh yeah.
Real shit. That's my first time ever hearing about Uncle Remus. And you know, hey, you know, I know Uncle Remus was that big that it got Walmart. Uncle Remus is in Walmart now.
That's the only place I ever ate that at. That was back in like 2010, bro.
Real shit.
Yeah, that shit been around.
Hey, but Uncle Remus was there in the 90s, right?
Shit, man. Since that time, bro, I done ran into a million motherfuckers, man, just off that little Scooter Cho thing. That nigga y'all talking about now, I done ran into Crucial Conflict, discussing shit, and Dookie, man. Shout out to Dookie and Tractor, man.
Hey, that's what's up, G.
That's
hard. Man, G.
You get the producer for Crucial Conflict, get all this, you know what I'm saying? The hits that y'all know, man. You know what I'm saying? Hey, Rodeo, all that shit, man.
Yeah, let him know.
Hey, real shit, G. Hey, man, G. Every time we was together, G, we was inseparable, G.
Yeah, we still got that one. I'll be listening to that one track. What's that song we got out, man?
What was that? Oh, damn, about that car.
Yeah.
Hey, I can't think of that name. Sit back. Man. Whip. What was it?
Pop, drop back.
Oh, yeah. Some shit, G. I forgot, G. I forgot all about that. Damn, G.
Yeah, that thing took me to Atlantic Records, man. And they, you know what I'm saying? They gave it to Mr. Mills to deal with. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Chris Michaels. You know what I'm saying? WGCI. You know what I'm saying? B-103.
Hey, you remember? Damn, G, it was so much shit, G. Now, hey, you put me in a mix too. Remember when I was filming for my show and you put me in? Well, you helped me get the people, Neely and them.
Yeah.
On the R&B tip, hey, buddy, hey. He probably like the dopest R&B nigga in the South Suburbs, G.
Yeah, I was watching Nelly, man. I was watching that same episode the other day. As, you know what I'm saying? We was up in my old apartment up in on the east side of the Heights.
Real
and
shit.
Getting it in on that.
Man. Yeah. G, I used to be over there down there every day, G.
Mm. Yeah, man. I heard last, you know what I mean? Yeah, we keep positive, but man, pressure with Nelly family, you know what I'm saying? And everything.
Oh, yeah, already, G. So, like, what are you working on an album, an EP, or mixtape?
Yeah, I'm just working on an EP right now. I'm a little, you know, the name of the EP, I haven't put that down yet. You know, right now I'm just working on the music. It's going to be 5 songs and 2 freestyles. A few of the songs y'all can catch on YouTube right now on the Hopewell Music channel. Press like, you know what I'm saying? Hopewell Music Group on YouTube.
So, hey, look, hey, let me ask you this, you know what I'm saying? We done bumped into a lot of people, you know what I'm saying, in general. Is there anybody that you would like to work with that you haven't gotten a chance to work with?
What you mean, that's a big name on the industry?
Not talking about, like, in general. Do you have any dream collaborations?
Man, so many, you know what I'm saying? Man, right now, dog, anybody, just anybody, man, right now, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, man, I got so many dream plans I want to do, man. You know, even all the way, names like Shauna, man, I want to do something with Shauna, man, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, that'll be a dope collab.
Hey, that'll be a dope collab. Shout out to Shauna, man.
That's the one I've been thinking about for the last years. Like, that'd be a dope collab, you know.
The dope collab.
I've been out here. I'm going to reach out to some of these guys out here where I'm at in Michigan, man. You know, SnapDog be out here doing the thing, man.
Yeah, I'm already know.
Yeah, DDG, you know what I'm saying? He a cool dude, you know what I'm saying? He be doing his thing out here. He a young one.
That's
yes,
it.
Shout out to all the young boys out there doing
their
thing, man.
That's
man,
what's up.
Yeah, definitely gotta keep the youth up, man.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? We all been doing this music thing for a minute. How you feel about the state of hip hop that it is in now?
That's a good question. Right now, I think it's in its second infancy. You know what I'm saying? This is like, this is like how it was in the late '80s and early '90s, where we already felt some brand newness, you know, with music just getting here in the late 70s. So, like, it's, you know, since, like, 2010, like, we've been in, like, everything's been kind of jumbled. You know, we've been getting new music, and we're kind of getting rid of old music, and then old music is becoming better music. So, everything kind of evening out, like, equalizer right now. So, everything that was just noise, man, is kind of going away, and everything that stuff says, you know, we're hearing it now. We're hearing a lot of stuff that's right now. You know, shout out to YBN Corday, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to even Rich the Kid, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, some of them names, little young boys who out there been for real, you know what I'm saying?
That's what's up. I'm already knowing. So, look, hey, let me ask you this, too, though. Like, you know what I'm saying? You see where it is exactly, hip-hop. What is it that you bring to the game that's not already there?
Man, what I'm trying to bring to the game is something positive, man. You know, like, all these boys, man, they talk about, man, y'all got to get rid of that. Man, do y'all know what death is, man? Motherfuckers out here talking about killing, man. You know what I'm saying, dog? If you ain't really been through that shit, man, if you ain't really been through that, you know what I'm saying, think system or that jail system, you know, Cook County is, like, worse than anything, man. If you ain't never really been through that, man, I think it's just kind of slow down, or if it's niggas who have been through it like myself, man, like, instead of glorifying that shit, like, really telling these little niggas, man, what happened after that shit, you know? We ain't, motherfuckers ain't young forever, man, you know what I'm saying? You're going to get a little bit older in the game. Don't mean your brain gonna change as far as your talents and shit, but you gotta change as far as the way you move. So what I wanna bring to the game is just like, you know, I ain't preaching to nobody, man, but I just, you know, I'm just on some OG status, man. Just listen up, I know what's gonna happen next, man, if you keep going down that road, you know what I'm saying?
That's
all I wanna bring, is just a little knowledge to the game, because I've been through it, I promise.
That's what's up, that's
what I'm saying. Everybody, much love to Chris Smith for doing your thing for all these years, man.
Good looking, boss, good looking, G, you know what I'm saying? Man, bro, it's definitely an honor, G. Real shit.
Man, make sure everybody check out the YouTube channel, Hopewell Music Group, TTG, HMG. We up in here, man. We finna do it for the whole Midwest. Chi-Town, stand up. Michigan, show your boy love. You know what I'm saying? What up, though?
Already.
Much love.
Yes, sir.
Good looking, G. Good looking. Thanks for tuning in, my G.
Yeah, one.
All right, for sure. Yo, there we have it. You know what I'm saying? The big partner, Tommy Guns, tuning in. You know what I'm saying? It's been a minute. You know what I'm saying? He out there doing his thing.
Man, it's been a minute. Been a long time. Shout out Tommy Guns, Eastside Chicago Heights.
Real shit.
Easy Greasy.
Man, bro, we definitely got history together, man.
Shouts out to the Keyhole.
I swear to God, them niggas definitely be getting it in, G.
Yeah.
Live. We're here live, Smith Express. Nothing,
man. Smith Express.
Real shit. And there you have it. We're
making moves.
Real shit. Big up, man. I'm proud of that guy, man.
Holding it down, you know what I'm saying?
Real shit. And we out.
Strut.